It's an especially painful rite of passage for many high school students, waiting to hear whether they've been accepted or rejected by the college of their choice. And rejection hurts. NPR's Tovia Smith has this story of one high school where students have found a unique way to take the sting out of the bad news.
For many teenagers, it's as devastating as a first breakup or unrequited love.
It's kind of like deciding you want to marry someone, and then they're like, but we don't like you.
Anjali Jacob, a senior at Newton South High School, was heartbroken when she got dumped by the school of her dreams. For Chloe Pettner, even worse was getting waitlisted.
It's almost the college's way of saying, you know, you're my, like, 2 a.m. hookup, you know what I mean? Like, well, if the other person doesn't pull through the one I want, guess we'll take you.
Not a good feeling. You might say hell hath no fury like a student scorned. Slamming his fist against the stapler, Ben Soltoff pierces through the stark white Dear Ben letter he got from Stanford.
It's done.
How'd that feel?
Good.
Instead of just skulking away in shame, Soltoff's posting his rejection letter on a bulletin board outside the cafeteria for all to see how Stanford dumped him.
They tried to be nice, but you can't really make it nice when they're saying, we don't want you. There's not really a nice way to say that.
A few feet away, Andrew McGuire has put up three letters.
Oh, yeah. I'd say it's pretty satisfying.
As you're pounding that staple into the wall.
It's like you're moving on from that, like, ex-girlfriend, yeah.
In some places, the letters go three or four deep on what the kids now fondly refer to as the wall of shame.
You look at all these letters and you think, I don't know, the academic roadkill. but not exactly young lives doomed to failure here.
No.
College counselor Barbara Brown says that's the point of the wall of shame.
I think it is therapeutic, that recognition that a lot of kids are in the same boat, and I'll be okay.
When you get six rejection letters in a row, you start to wonder.
But senior Greg Barrett says the wall did help him on his path from grief to healing.
I think to post it up in front of everyone is the toughest part, but getting over that, I think, takes the edge off it a little bit. It's a sight to see that all these people are feeling the same way you are.
But not everyone has made the leap. Many students get stuck in the early stages of shock and anger at their intended.
Sometimes you just want to call them up and be like, excuse me?
Anjali Jacob says she still gets indignant that Yale dissed her.
Definitely, like, there's a sense of you don't know what you're missing. And, like, you know, I'll show them, like, you'll regret this, Yale.
Jacob says a therapeutic pancake breakfast, a little time, and acceptance to a 7-year medical program at BU eventually got her to a place where she could embrace the wall and post her letter. Alex Laffer isn't there yet.
I haven't put it up. I'm a little embarrassed.
Where'd you get rejected from?
I didn't tell people where I applied because I didn't want to talk about it. I don't want other people to, I guess, know my failures.
It's what you hear from many younger students as well. The wall of shame can cut both ways. Some find reassurance and will begin the college application process fully prepared to be disappointed. But walking by that wall of woe every day is also intimidating. As one freshman put it, if all these kids got rejected, how am I ever going to find a college for me? Tovia Smith, NPR News, Newton, Massachusetts.